Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the podcast, the website, and the mobile app. Today, I'm talking about changing your name after divorce. So you're either listening to this because you are considering changing your name, or you don't know if you should, or you're recently separated and you're just kind of thinking out long term, or you have been divorced for a while and you're thinking, maybe I should. So I want to get into some of the reasons why you should or shouldn't change your name back, give you a bunch of things to think about, tell you my personal story, and maybe inspire you to do the right thing, make the right decision for yourself. So first of all, I want to talk about when you're getting married. So 20-some years ago when I got engaged, part of the excitement was changing my name. I mean, that's part of marriage, you know? It's so much fun, and you're like, wow, I'm going to have this different name. I'm going to have kids. We're all going to have the same name. My kids are going to have his name. And I think when you take somebody's name, it's at a time in your life when you're so in love, and you really want that whole family dynamic where you're one big happy family. And that's so understandable, and I so get it because I've been there. But if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably either going through a divorce, thinking about it, or already divorced. So that went out the window. So for me, I changed my name. I was really excited. And when I got divorced, I didn't change my name back right away. I had young kids. My kids' friends called me Mrs. So-and-so, and that was okay. And then as I got more into my professional life, I wanted my old name back. And let me explain something to you. The name Pilisoff is not easy to have, because you constantly have to be on the phone with people, and it takes you 10 minutes to spell your name. You know, you have to go, no, P is in Peter, I, L, O, S is in Sam, S is in San, O, P is in Peter, H is in Harry. I mean, it really, and then people say Pilisoff, Miss Pilisoff, whatever. And, you know, but that's okay. I think it's an amazing name. I have a wonderful family. It's my dad's name, and I am so beyond proud of it, and that's the name I wanted. But then I was nervous because I thought, well, is it a big deal to change your name back? You know, what does it entail? Is it a long process? Are my accounts going to get messed up? So it is a process, but I'm going to talk about that. So what happened to me was a friend of mine got divorced, one of my really close friends, after me. And a few years later, she said to me, you're not going to believe this. I just changed my name back. And I was like, really? Was it easy? And she's like, it was so easy. And then that motivated me to look into it more. And that's when I did it. So I had been divorced for about, I want to say, 3 or 4 years when I changed my name back. And that's my story. So I want to offer some tips about the right reasons to change your name back and the wrong reasons to change your name back. So basically, I have met a couple women over the years who told me that they wanted to change their name back after they got divorced, but they weren't allowed legally. So the first tip I want to bring up is, if you even think changing your name back is a remote possibility, now I can only speak for the state of Illinois, so you have to talk to your divorce attorney, whatever state you're living in. You have to have it in your decree, your divorce decree, that you want the option of changing your name back at some point. So I think there are a lot of exes out there who might be bitter and angry and want to fight and won't let you. So just mention it to your divorce attorney that you want it in your decree that you have the option of changing your name back. Then this way you have the option whether you decide to do it right after the divorce or 10 years later. Second thing is, people are listening to this thinking, well, what if I get remarried? And for me, that's, you know, I've been with someone for a long time. I may very well be remarried. I don't care. For me, I want to keep my name, and I can still be Mrs. So-and-so when we go to dinner or whatever if I get remarried. But for me, I want to keep my name because I love it. I'm proud of it. It works for me professionally. If I die, I want to be known as this name. I want it on my gravestone. So those are the reasons that I chose. And if I get remarried, you know, I know people who have been married for 30 years to their first husband, were never divorced, and they decided to keep their name. And then if your kids say like, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, and even now they call me by my ex-husband's name, and I don't say, oh, I'm sorry, it's Pilisoff. I would never say that to a kid. It's not even worth it. So for me, those are the reasons that I chose to keep my name. Now, there are people who hate their ex so much that they just want to change their name back because they think that it's going to get to them and it's going to annoy him. That is a very bad reason to change your name back after divorce. Another bad reason is you think it's going to help you get over your ex. That is not true at all. So those are reasons not to change your name back. If you change your name back, do it for yourself. Do it because you're in a profession and you want that name professionally. Do it because you love your name. You love your father. Those are right reasons. So I want to get into, if this has motivated you and you're thinking, okay, I want to change my name back, I want to get into how easy it is and sort of a divorce name change checklist. Before I do that, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think could really help you as you go through this process and after divorce. The first one is Tiffany Hughes, is a divorce attorney based in Chicago, and she also has a practice in Florida. Tiffany is somebody that I met about almost 2 years ago, right before the pandemic. And I think so highly of Tiffany. Tiffany, I've recommended to quite a few people who have been extremely happy with her. She owns an all-women law firm. She's extremely passionate. She's warm. She's kind. She does all the work herself. So if you don't want to go with a large divorce firm, Tiffany might be a great option for you. And you can find Tiffany on Divorce Girl Smiling or the law office of Tiffany Hughes. The other person I want to mention is, if you're going through a divorce and you need therapy, Jason Price is a therapist who owns the practice called Affiliates and Counseling, and they have offices all over Chicagoland, and they have about 30 therapists that work for them. I have been to probably 3 or 4 of these therapists. I've known Jason for over a decade. I have friends whose children have gone to Jason for therapy and have been so happy. So Affiliates and Counseling can also be found on Divorce Girl Smiling, or if you Google them. Great, great practice. I think the world of them. You are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with your host, Jackie Pilisoff. And we're talking about changing your name back after divorce. And is it right for you? And, you know, this is not an overnight decision. You can decide, wake up one day and say, you know what? It seems like the right time. There's no rush. You can go by your maiden name if you want to and not legally change it. That's an option too. You don't have to correct people. I have never corrected anyone, especially children. And people often say to me, you know, I don't want to have a different name than my children. And that's something to consider also. It is a personal choice. Also, another reason not to change your name back. Oh, my ex is getting remarried and I don't want there to be two Mrs. So-and-sos. Well, you don't have to change your name back because your ex-husband is getting married. You have every right to keep your name if you want to, and you have every right to change your name. And you have every right to change your name to a different name. Maybe you didn't love your maiden name. Maybe you want a different name entirely. My point is that You only have one life. You have to do what's right for you and what you're excited and happy and inspired by. So do what you want. Be selfish. It's okay. So I'm going to move on to your name change after divorce checklist. This is for people who decided, I really want to change my name. Okay, so as I said before, the first step is have it in your divorce decree that you have the right to change your name back after divorce. The next thing is take your divorce decree and take a picture of it on your phone. You only need the last page. You're going to need this for a few weeks. So your divorce decree shows your maiden that you have the right to change your name back to your maiden name. The reason I say take a picture of it on your phone or carry the paper copy in your purse is because the first thing you do when you change your name back is you go to the Social Security office and you change your Social Security number first. Call or look online, figure out how to do this. Okay, that's the first thing. Second step is that you go to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, whatever it's called in your state, and you change your driver's license. Find out what to bring ahead of time. Now, after you have those two things, a Social Security card and a driver's license with your new name, your maiden name on them, that's pretty much all you have to do. I am telling you guys, it is so easy. After that, you just gradually start changing it. You get your bills in the mail, you change your name. You go to your bank and you change your name. And this is a gradual process, almost like when you move and you have your address changed. You're changing it gradually. You don't have to do it all in one day. And always keep your divorce decree on your phone so that if you have to show it to somebody to change your name, then you can do that easily and you can find it. And by the way, here's another tip. Put it as a favorite on your phone and then you can look up favorites and it will come right up. And I swear, that's it. That is the whole checklist. And it's so much easier than you think. And you will be so glad you did it if that's what you want to do. So I want to move on to the fact that I wrote this Instagram post a few days ago, and I wrote, wondering if you should change your name back after divorce? If you do change it, do it for the right reason, for your profession or because you love your name or because you're proud of it. Don't do it because you hate your ex or you think you'll get over him quickly or you think you'll upset him. Do it for you. And I want to read off a few of the comments I got back. One person wrote, I want to keep my name to spite him and any future wife. And I think that is such a wrong reason. Another person wrote, I kept mine because of my young children. Now, I think that's a good reason. That is her choice. That is what she decided to do. Another person wrote, I realized how much paperwork it would take to change all my documents and decided it was much too much work. Definitely not a good reason. I just told you how to do it. It's easy. You will thank me, I promise. Let's see. Another person wrote, I'm contemplating this. I don't like the idea of my last name being different from my children. I totally agree. And this is somebody who needs to think about it. Now, in my opinion, you can still tell everyone, your kids, the parents, this is Mrs. So-and-so, and use your maiden name, your married name for that. So those are just a few of the responses I got from posting that. So this is a very, very tough decision. It's one that takes a lot of time, a lot of thought. And before I sign off and give you my final thoughts on changing your name back after divorce, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I just love that I think will help you if you're in need. The first one is if you think you can mediate your divorce, meaning get divorced through discussions with your ex in front of a divorce mediator and come to agreements that you two decide yourselves, Marjorie Jacobs is a great divorce mediator. She's smart, she's compassionate, she got into the business 20 years ago. She is also an attorney, but not a divorce attorney, and Marjorie will help you get divorced for so much less money in such a shorter time with agreements that both you and your ex-spouse will feel good about. I just love Marjorie. The second Divorce Girl Smiling partner I want to mention is Jeremy Woods. So if you're looking for a mortgage after divorce, call Jeremy. Jeremy, I have known for several years. He's a really good person. He's a single dad. He's smart. He is compassionate, and he will help you get a great mortgage. And mortgage rates are still really low right now. So if you're thinking of refinancing, consider Jeremy. You can find both of these people on Divorce Girl Smiling, or you can Google them. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and we're talking about changing your name back after divorce. Here are my final thoughts. No matter what name you have, whether it's your married name or your maiden name or another name, you are you. And your initials, your signature, whatever people call you, makes so little difference in the big picture. What makes the biggest difference in the big picture is who you are, what's in your core, what's in your heart, what you give to the world, and how you live your life. I guess what I'm trying to say is that think carefully about this decision and make sure that you're emotionally ready. Like, I'm really glad I waited until the time was right for me. It was a few years after my divorce, so there was no real raw emotion in me doing it. And I'll tell you the truth, the emotion I felt after when I saw the driver's license with my maiden name on it was pure joy, independence, empowerment, and inspiration. I felt great. So I hope that all helps everybody. If you want to learn more about any topic relating to divorce and dating, or you want to watch videos or listen to more podcasts, come see me at divorcegirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening.